shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
I think he's disgusting. I don't think the guy has a soul. Seriously. No, I mean, really, people like that.
The government gave Goldman Sachs more than Goldman Sachs had any right to expect.
You tell me, this has been your first film for how long?
What, 7 years? 8 years? 7 or 8 years to star in.
Take a look at this letter that she wrote to the editor of the Chillicothe Gazette.
From a fashion viewpoint, Michelle Obama looks so comfortable.
You are so hot.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night here from the El Pacifico. Till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, where we take you through the looking glass of media and talk radio, the Alice in Wonderland trip, through the news, through the events of the day, and perhaps through your very own opinions on them. Coming up, Mel Gibson gets angry during an interview with a Jewish reporter. Well, now that's
no surprise.
I don't think it's a surprise. Anyway, and are the American people too stupid for the new Apple iPad? One of our guests coming up tonight, Bob Bakian, who is a sales representative, marketing expert, says yes. And a man lands in court for watching Simpsons cartoon porn. The Phil Hendry Show back on in Santa Barbara tonight. Boy, are we happy to be back with our brothers and sisters up the water here from the El Pacifico in Santa Barbara on KIST 1490. So for so many of the people that we've had emails from over the years, hey, are you on in Santa Barbara? You on in Santa Barbara? We're back in Santa Barbara here out at the El Pacifico on KIST 1490. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The Obama State of the Union address, of course, occurred this evening. The president holding forth there before members of Congress, talking about the things that he has in store for the world. Coming up here, we have Margaret Gray to break some of this stuff down. In this section of the speech, the president begins by saying the worst of this economic downturn is over.
1 year ago, I took office amid two wars, an economy rocked by a severe recession, a financial system on the verge of collapse, and a government deeply in debt. Experts from across the political spectrum warned that if we did not act, we might face a second depression. So we acted. Immediately and aggressively. And 1 year later, the worst of the storm has passed. But the devastation remains.
After Obama touted the success of the first stimulus bill, the president called for a second one. He called for a jobs bill.
But I realize that for every success story, there are other stories of men and women who wake up with the anguish of not knowing where their next paycheck will come from, who send out resumes week after week and hear nothing in response.
Yeah, okay.
That is why jobs must be our number one focus in 2010, and that's why I'm calling for a new jobs bill tonight.
So there is President Obama this evening as he gave his first real State of the Union address. He did give one last year, although it was not constitutionally required because the president had just become president. But he did feel it was necessary to give a State of the Union address. But this is his first real constitutionally required State of the Union address. And joining us is Margaret Gray, who was in Washington tonight to hear the president's address. And I want to get some feedback from you, Margaret, on this, how well you think the president did, what were the weaknesses, what were the strengths, and so on.
Well, Phil, I you know something, I don't really want to throw too much of a monkey wrench in this interview, but something happened today regarding the president's speech that I thought was so profoundly wrong and really so surprising that I want to talk about this. This does have to do with the president's speech. It has to do with the effectiveness of the president's speech. And, Phil, more to the point, it has to do with the dirty tricks that we've been seeing from the Republicans as of late.
Now, when you say dirty tricks, what are you talking about, the James O'Keefe thing?
I'm talking about another in a long line of dirty tricks, yes. James O'Keefe, what he did at Senator Landrieu's office, what he did with the Acorn, and now this. Now, this was published, and I'm shocked that this was published in the Huffington Post. It is what the Huffington Post, that I've been trying to get through to Arianna Huffington this evening, and I have had really no success. And I can't for the life of me understand what it is she's thinking. Arianna is a very good, I think she's a very good journalist, but I don't think she quite understands what the American sense of humor is.
Was this something that was in the Huffington Post? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it's called the State of the Union Drinking Game.
The what?
The State of the Union Drinking Game.
State of the Union Drinking Game.
Yes. Now, this is something that this insular immigrant, Arianna Huffington, who I agree with and I think is a marvelous journalist, but she is a rather insular immigrant in this respect.
Well, what was in this? This is a drinking game that was published?
Yes. You're supposed to take a drink every time the president says, let me be clear. You're supposed to take a drink every time the president says change isn't easy. You're supposed to take a drink every time the president says make no mistake. You're supposed to take a drink every time he says let me be clear. Let's see. Change isn't easy. Or Joe Wilson yelled something. So as you can see, this is something that trivializes the State of the Union address.
Well, now hold on. Drinking games are—you know—we've had drinking games going back for years. I remember, I think the first drinking game I ever heard of in this context was a drinking game around the Gulf War. Every time somebody said "wolf,"
what does that mean?
Every time a wolf blitzer.
Oh.
Every time somebody said "wolf," you were supposed to take a shot.
This is completely different, Phil. This is the President of the United States giving a State of the Union address. And this is encouraging young people to take a drink while he is giving a State of the Union address and encouraging young people, I think, to begin to binge drink so that the Republicans who do not get young votes, who do not get the votes that the Democrats do in this demographic, will drink themselves into some kind of a state of ill health, perhaps even die. And I just think that this is such a blatant extension of these dirty tricks that it has to be mentioned.
You've made quite an accusation. And the fact that this was published in the Huffington Post, which is a liberal publication, doesn't exactly defend or support what you're saying.
No, I think this is the Republican dirty trick way. They can make their way into any publication, especially when you're talking about Arianna Huffington. As I said, Phil, she is a great journalist, but she's very insular, very much immigrant. She does not understand the American sense of humor. She has repeatedly made mistakes when it comes to humorous aspects, humorous columns, humorous articles on her website. This is another example of that. And she has put a drinking game that ostensibly is supposed to be fun on her website that is mocking the president and could very well kill young voters. And she doesn't know how she is shooting the progressive movement in the foot. I think it is something she should withdraw. I think there should be some investigation as to who put this on the front page of her website.
Well, she did.
No, she didn't necessarily do that. I realize she is the publisher. She's not necessarily the editor. And who it was that originated this game that mocks and, I think, in a very racist way, attacks Barack Obama?
No, whoa. Why do you say that?
Let me explain. In the back of many people's minds is the image of the urban African-American hanging around a liquor store, waiting for it to open so they can get a bottle of fortified wine, or they can go in and get their bottle of fortified malt or their 40. And so we have the President of the United States now who's giving the State of the Union address. And let's all just get in line and wait for the liquor store to open.
But Margaret, you said yourself that drinking games are nothing new and that they are certainly a part of the culture.
They are not a part of the culture of mocking a president when he is giving his very first State of the Union address. So there is racism here. and there is a very clear attempt to kill or at least to injure young liberal voters because the Republicans are never going to get them in their camp. And again, Phil, I see this as a part of the entire dirty tricks parade, if you will, that has been exposed over the last year.
Well, James Scott or James O'Keefe, who was in New Orleans and was alleged to have been involved in trespassing in Mary Landrieu's office, and his stings on Acorn don't necessarily mean that he authored this Obama drinking game.
The old saying where there's fire, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think, and if it waddles like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. O'Keefe has had his hands dirty for a long time. I don't know if he's involved in this. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's higher up than him. But to publish a drinking game that mocks alcoholism in the African-American community brings to mind urban blacks wearing fedoras and standing in line outside of liquor stores and encourages young voters to take a shot of fortified wine while Obama's speaking, I think is a Republican conservative dirty trick in a classic sense.
All right, Margaret Gray has joined us on a drinking game published on the eve of the president's State of the Union address that shows young people how to take a shot when the president says, let me be clear, when he says change isn't easy, when he says make no mistake. If he says let me be clear, change isn't easy, and make no mistake, he's screwing with you to get you drunk, so you have to do five shots. I mean, this is all part of this drinking game. And Ms. Gray says that this is a dirty trick on the part of conservatives and Republicans, possibly by James O'Keefe himself, to get young liberal voters drunk or injured. And she even went so far as to say that it is racist because it paints the picture of urban blacks standing in line outside of liquor stores waiting to buy fortified wine. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we continue to do the postmortem on President Barack Obama's State of the Union with Margaret Gray, who is the author of A Little Bird Told Me, nationally syndicated column. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendrick. World-famous
877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Margaret Gray here, the nationally syndicated columnist, she's in Washington. She was at the. Were you at the State of the Union, Margaret?
Phil, I was very blessed to be one of several hundred people, not members, obviously, of Congress, the government, in the gallery, in the public gallery. I was very, very honored to be there, yes.
All right, let's get back to President Obama. We're going to take some phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. President Obama tonight gave his State of the Union address. Leading up to that, there was a drinking game published in the Huffington Post. You say the Huffington Post was a progressive blog, was used.
Let me say it this way, Phil. How else are you going to defeat a president that is so well-versed on domestic and foreign policy? How else are you going to defeat a president that is so adept and skilled at debating these issues and talking about these points? Well, the fact is you don't. You look at John Boehner, I mentioned, sitting there on his hands. What you do instead is you bring out your dirty tricks. You go to the dirty tricks book, you dust it off, and you look at what you've got. And in this case, they go after the very people that pushed President Obama over the top in 2008, the young voter. The drinking young, the young partying people with a drinking game that could very well get them killed, that could very well get them in a hospital emergency room with alcohol poisoning. Okay? You're hearing what I'm saying, right, Phil?
Yes, I am, absolutely.
And so this is how you defeat a Barack Obama. By discrediting him. And let's again remember, this drinking game that Arianna Huffington, who I believe her credentials as a liberal, are absolutely sacrosanct, and yet she is very much the insular immigrant, completely clueless about American culture, And so she spills this drinking game out onto the front page of her blog, like this off-the-boat Greek, and has on this page a way to mock African-Americans lining up to buy a lottery ticket at a downtown liquor store wearing their Jimmy Witherspoon hat. And I think you know...
Well, I don't know what you're referring to there.
Well, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Jimmy Witherspoon hat.
That sort of urban blues look.
All right, so it's a racist game.
Absolutely.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about President Obama's State of the Union address and this drinking game, Obama drinking game, State of the Union drinking game that was published today. Here is Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Dave, with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Phil and Ms. Margaret.
Yes, sir.
Well, the drinking game is not just
blacks.
Okay. It's multiple races that are playing this game.
No, I know that. I'm saying I'm completely aware of that, but I'm saying that the image also projects that of a long-legged black sitting there on the stoop waiting for the liquor store to be open, waiting for the latch on the screen door to be lifted, you know.
That's not the image I draw when I talk about the drinking game. I see a bunch of people sitting in front of the TV listening for a certain phrase. And you say it's racist, but you're pointing... No, ma'am, hang on.
I just think you say
it's racist, but you start pointing fingers at this immigrant. That starts to sound
that's different from race. That's different from being a racist. That's simply pointing out that culturally she's very ignorant. And doesn't understand that putting a drinking game
because
in her...
No, that's not racist.
She's not white, she's not black.
You're pointing out that it's not racist.
It's not racist, and you don't know what racism is. It has to do with knowledge of our culture.
I'm white, and I grew up in the South, and all the more reason
why you don't know what racism is.
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, you know.
It simply means
that
our Huffington has an awful lot to say. You don't even know what racism is. I'm not even attacking you on the basis of being white. I'm attacking you on the basis of being stupid. Is that clear for you?
Are we insulting here?
Well, you're not stupid because you're white. You're stupid because you're lazy. And there's a big difference.
Okay, so now you're being racist.
All right, so what you're doing is...
No, he's using this ridiculous conservative attempt at making everything about race because conservatives have no argument against it. But I understand
it. You're picking on the immigrant. But she was pointing out that the president needs to use other phrases. If he is constantly using these phrases, she's making humorous about his speech.
Well, what about you constantly using the racism charge? Should you be taking a shot, or maybe you are, every time you use that word? I just don't think it is feasible to ask the president to go off of his message when he's trying to drive that message home, and at the same time asking his supporters to drink themselves into a blind, stinking stupor.
I don't know that she's asking his supporters to drink themselves into a blind, stinking stupor. It's simply do a shot when they hear a certain phrase. Here is Aaron. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Aaron with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
How's it going?
We're talking about this drinking game here in the Huffington Post. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Just a little background. I mean, I'm 21. This is my first presidential election to vote in. I worked at the liquor store for almost 4 years. I guess my thought is, if you believe these people to be young and responsible enough to vote for our president, how can you see them as being irresponsible and drinking? I mean, getting to that point of being drunk and stupid in a stupor.
Well, you know that you work in a liquor store, and you know that young people are going to let their hair down. They're going to enjoy for the very first time in their lives the drinking of spirits, and they are going, I think, to be encouraged by this Republican dirty trick machine to drink themselves into a blind, stinking, drunk stupor so that their livers fail, kidneys fail. They begin to bleed. When your organs fail, you bleed literally from your eyeballs.
Right.
And so the Republican dirty tricksters want to see young people bleeding from their eyeballs and unable to vote.
No, but come on, Margaret.
Don't, young people are going to drink regardless if the president's making a speech or not. I mean,
are they going to slam shots at? Are they going to slam shots at 6 o'clock at night on a Wednesday night? I don't think so.
I think you should take a visit to a college sometime. I mean, and my other point.
And find out about how they're.
I know they drink at college. I know that.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Back with more from Margaret Gray on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I'm bleeding from the eyeballs. That's what we're talking about.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL to talk with Margaret Gray this evening, as we are talking with the nationally syndicated newspaper columnist about President Obama's State of the Union speech tonight and the run-up to the president's speech. Among the things, a part of the run-up, was the publishing of a drinking game whereby you took a shot or two shots or three shots if you heard the president make certain issue certain phrases, speak certain phrases, say certain things during the speech tonight. Ms. Gray is with us. She feels that that drinking game is a Republican dirty trick of sorts. She also has said that it's racist. And she joins us from Washington, D.C., where she was. Now, before we get to a phone call, Margaret, you said that this was a conservative dirty trick along the lines of James O'Keefe. Explain that for me.
The conservative party doesn't like young people. They send them to an illegal war to die, and now they encourage them to binge drink and drive after the State of the Union address. I don't think it's a secret, and I don't think it takes a brain surgeon.
I want to be clear, though, because you said this. Go ahead and binge drink and go out and drive after the State of the Union speech and die.
I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to know that President Obama garnered the overwhelming majority of the youth vote because the conservatives put a very, very elderly man up for the office of president. A great man, a war veteran, but elderly, and there's no real telling how long this man would be walking the earth. And so a youth president was put up by the progressives. He garnered the votes that he should, and it really rankled the conservatives. What is their response? To kill off, literally to kill off the young voters.
So that's what you think is behind this binge drink, or it's not binge drink, this State of the Union drinking game.
Look at there. Even you called it a binge drinking game. They know what they're doing.
No, the drinking game. All right. And also the racism.
Well, again, Phil, I don't think it takes much of an imagination to realize that alcoholism continues to bedevil the African-American community, and that there is someone in an urban setting who probably looks much like President Obama, a different man, but long-legged, lean, wearing a fedora with a long leather jacket, tossing nickels up in the air nervously and waiting for some screen-door-latched liquor store to open in Greensboro. Phil, I'm really sorry to put it so graphically.
You have quite the imagination, I'm telling you. And I will tell you something else. While you speak on behalf of the president, and you speak on behalf of a respect for him, you almost sound as if you're mocking him.
And where do you get that idea?
I don't know. It sounds like, that long-legged waiting in Greensboro for the liquor store to open up.
This is an image that has been burned into the minds of every white person. They know what I'm talking about. And they know full well that when they see this drinking game in the Huffington Post, the first thing they're going to think about is Sanford and Son. And I hate to put it that way, Phil, because
Sanford and Son,
the sort of sloppy, junk-dealing black. I'll tell you something, Phil. To me, Arianna Huffington has some explaining to do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Robert in Franklin, Kentucky. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I listened to this lady describe this and try to connect it to racism and the Republican Party and drinking. This is a college kids game. This is why the Tea Party Nation is going to prevail. That's why I'm a Tea Party, because she is out of touch with mainstream America, not just progressives, but this is completely out of touch with mainstream America to make these stretches.
No doubt that's why you're going to prevail, because you're going to kill off all the young voters that kept... Well, let me ask you something. Do you agree with binge drinking?
Binge drinking is done by alcoholics and college students, which this game was probably brought up by a college student.
Exactly, and it just so happened to be relative to President Obama. And President Obama gave a State of the Union. Well, you laugh if you want, but you're laughing and dancing on the corpses of young alcohol-poisoned people.
What do you mean he's laughing and dancing on their corpses? One of the things that I don't think you've dealt with here, Margaret, is the idea that President Obama, in his speech, was making some very good points. And you say, because he is so well-spoken...
That's right. Well, because he's so well-spoken, he can't be argued with. He can't be debated. He knows what he's talking about. Why the dirty tricks then? Why sneaking into Mary Landry's... If this guy laughs at me one more time...
Well, he finds what you're saying funny. I can't ask him not to laugh.
This is so out of touch with reality.
I can hear you going...
It's like
funny. You're laughing.
You know, keep talking, because you are giving the Tea Party all the power we need. Progressives are destroying themselves with their lack of knowledge on mainstream America and how mainstream America thinks.
Well, how does mainstream America think? Go ahead. You have the floor. Now, tell me how you think about this. Go ahead.
You're trying to connect a college drinking game that was thought of by college students with the Republican Party.
All right, hold on for a minute. What are you doing, Margaret?
I'm laughing the way he was laughing at me.
All right, let's grow up here a little bit. The man was laughing, and let's go ahead. I want you to answer that question, Robert.
I apologize for laughing, because I was taught to be more respectful.
All right. Apology accepted.
Go ahead, Robert. Give us your view on that, please.
It's just, that's a college drinking game. A college kid thought up.
Hold on, Robert. Hold on, Robert. Would you tell her? Robert, tell her not to do that.
Ms. Green, you're not supposed to do that.
I apologize.
I heard her laughing. Say it again, Robert, because she was interrupting you. Go ahead.
Disconnect. A college drinking game, try to connect that to the Republicans. If that's the best that they can do, they're already defeated. We don't have Obama's State of the Union speech. He'll make plenty of mistakes himself.
I don't hear what you're saying. Are you saying, what was wrong with President Obama's State of the Union speech? You're talking about the Tea Party. What is that?
That's me.
And what are you doing?
I'm snorting like a pig, like you were doing in the middle of what that man was saying.
Oh, well, now we're in the third grade, aren't we?
No, we're not in the third grade. You're the one that started snorting and going, so I did it. Now go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Answer what the man, what you wanted to say.
Answer what I wanted to say.
And say what you wanted to say.
Well, are you going to snort like a hog?
No, I'm not going to snort like a hog. Say what you wanted to say.
What I find fascinating and what I find very funny is how that man identified himself as a Tea Party person. All right, great. They're good people. I know they're Main Street America people. They don't get the hardball of Washington. They don't understand what kind of violent intent there is in Washington and the dirty tricks that are afoot. A Tea Party person goes to Washington, and I'm telling you, Phil, the next morning they will find them eviscerated near the National Zoo, almost as if something got loose. So when I say that President Obama is the subject of dirty tricks, then I am telling you, quite frankly, he is.
7876, Phil will be right back.
Phil and
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876. Phil, Margaret Gray on the line with us. We talk about President Obama's State of the Union speech, and you feel it quite clear that the president was victimized rather brutally by this drinking game. It's not a satire. You think this drinking game is something that's designed to hurt young voters and to hurt President Obama?
Phil, I've said very, very clearly.
I don't want to go into a long thing, but you really believe that.
You know, you're treating what I think as if I'm someone calling into George Norrie's show. You think I'm some sort of a weirdo that believes in a talking goat. I'm saying to you that I believe, yes, this is a dirty trick, the drinking game, and you have given me the disrespect of treating me as if I'm standing outside of Area 51 sucking on a bottle of fortified wine.
Well, you're... No, I'm not. This fortified wine thing and the racism of the drinking game, and there you go with fortified wine, only it's Area 51. You got this one-track mind about this, you know?
I believe that it's disrespectful.
All right, what about Nancy Pelosi? And we're going to get to a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. What about Nancy Pelosi? Because you mentioned something else.
Oh, okay, so the thing about Obama being disrespected by the drinking game, let's move on, because I'm just a little too oddball, is that it?
No, I want to know. There were a couple of points you wanted to make, one of them about Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, I think, was embarrassing tonight for all progressive women. It is obvious that President Obama was elected not only because he had the young vote, but because he had quite a bit of the female vote in our country, and with good reason. He is attractive. He is very intelligent. He is articulate. But for Pelosi to jump up every 5 minutes so that we could see just how wide her hips are, because, and forgive me, Phil, but it blocked out the entire American flag.
No, it didn't. I heard what you said, and I looked at the replay. No, it didn't.
Well, I think it was a little embarrassing for her to be jumping up so that all we see is her from the waist down with the big, wide purple dress. And it's as if she is the number one female in support of Barack Obama, and all other women don't matter. I think she embarrassed progressive women and liberal women by leaping up as if she were some bubblegummer who is enamored of the president and is just so full of glee and going, wee, you know. So that was a point I wanted to make. But what you've been doing to me tonight...
Margaret, before we get any further, I want to remind you that you were going, ha, 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 and making fun of that guy.
Because he laughed at me.
Of course he did. It's his right. He's a caller. He found you to be amusing. 877-876-PHIL. Tommy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks. I've been listening. And, you know, obviously, she's very opinionated here on the phone or on the line with you. And she's saying some really repulsive things. I mean, bleeding from the eyes. Republicans want all the young Democrats to bleed from the eyes until they're dead. That's crazy.
When your organs shut down, that's what happens.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Why would anybody even say that? That's repulsive.
The reason why I'm saying that is because the Republicans know that the youth vote got Obama pushed Obama over the top. What better way to get rid of the youth vote than to encourage them into a drinking game that blinds them in an automobile accident?
Oh God!
Guess what? Most of the youth that I know that voted for Obama now are wishing they hadn't. So, you know, and you've got Democrats and Republicans playing this game. It's a nonpartisan drug kids game.
Well, no, I don't think it is. I think it is a progressive, because it appeared in the Huffington Post. Arianna Huffington, a Greek and an insular Greek, made the mistake of putting this in her progressive blog. So it was intended for progressive voters. Now, I think Arianna Huffington has solid progressive credentials, with the exception of the fact that she's an off-the-boat Greek. And
Let me ask the caller something here for a minute, if I could interrupt you, Margaret.
Well, I hadn't finished my point.
No, but I want to ask Tommy something. When she says off-the-boat Greek, does that sound bigoted to you, Tommy?
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, I want to ask. It does. It does. And I want to ask, I mean, what planet is she from? And, you know, the only reason, you know, you say that you know why Obama got elected. You know why he got elected? Now, Obama's a really smart guy. We all know that. Everybody in America knows that. Yes, he's made some really bad choices, but that's neither here nor there. The reason he got elected is because he's a charismatic speaker. He had all the smooth answers, listened to the debate, even when he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
If he didn't know what the hell he was talking about, John McCain could have taken advantage of that. But he didn't, did he?
John McCain.
And what you're saying is you're using the John Waltz argument, which you're saying that Obama, with his Guinea charm and his olive oil voice, is that what you're saying?
Guinea charm.
I'm exactly saying that.
Yes.
McCain's a very smart man, but he doesn't have a sharp tongue. He's not quick to respond. And when he does respond, it doesn't flow from his tongue like a melody. Barack Obama.
Well, what does it do? Does it pour down his leg?
All right.
I'm not a Democrat, but I'll
you know,
tell you what,
I think what you're saying, Tommy's just saying that Obama was very charismatic.
Absolutely, Obama's. But Tommy's making my argument for me. Obama's charismatic. That's why you've got to get the young voters drunk to the point of comatose, drunk to the point of unconsciousness.
I don't agree.
Passed out behind the wheel of a car that's going over a cliff.
I had a friend whose kid. 10 years ago, a friend of mine's kid actually died with alcohol poisoning.
I'm very sorry.
A Democrat.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tommy.
You had a friend who was a Democrat that died from alcohol poisoning.
No, you just made my point.
What I'm saying is that he was
a Democrat at heart, but he didn't make it to his first voting process. He never was old enough to vote.
This guy was never old enough to vote, Margaret, okay? So
exactly.
I think if you want to make an argument about the dirty tricks of the right, I think you might be on safe ground when you talk about James O'Keefe, but when you get into a drinking game, I think you're way off base.
Is this gentleman related to you, Phil?
Why?
Still on the air.
Because I'm talking to him, and I want him to conclude, because you've been butting in so much, Margaret, I want to hear what the man's got to say.
Well, here's the point. Is he related to you?
No, he is not related to me.
I'm not related. You don't have family in Kentucky.
He's calling from Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that was a little stab there, and that's fine. You know, but listen, if you had...
Oh, my sweet feathery Jesus, I thought you were in Kentucky.
No, that was the last caller.
I'm in Northwest Florida. But listen, if you're going around, you're saying repulsive things that anybody wants to see young people bleed from the eyes until they're dead. Come on, wake up.
What is this?
It is very extreme, and I appreciate your call, Tommy. You're absolutely right. I agree with you, and I've been trying to make this point with Ms. Gray all night. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, you've been trying to make the point all night. Phil, what you've been doing tonight is you've been purposely obfuscating my message, which is very, very, I think, a very cogent message. The dirty tricks, the Donald Segretti School, the Karl Rove School is alive and well with this Huffington Post drinking game.
And that Mariana Huffington, because she's an off-the-boat Greek, doesn't get it about American humor.
You know, I'm watching your video cast, and you keep wiping your face. Have you got something hanging from your nose? Because I'll wait.
I beg your pardon?
I'll wait if you've got something. I'm looking at you on your video cast.
I happen to have an itchy nose from the very long beard that I'm growing that I haven't had a chance to shave because I was in the hospital.
In the hospital? Well, I won't ask you.
It was pneumonia, Margaret.
Brought on by what?
Brought on by just too much work and talking to people like you. I'm going to take just a moment here to play a little bit more audio from the President. Obama says that we have to act now to fix the economy.
I want to hear this one. Hold on.
Yeah, this is the President saying that we must act now to fix the economy, President Obama.
You see, Washington has been telling us to wait for decades.
Yeah, great point.
Even as the problems have grown worse.
Great point.
Meanwhile, China's not waiting to revamp its economy.
Here it is.
Would you shut up, please?
India's not waiting.
These nations are not standing still.
These nations aren't playing for second place.
There it is.
They're putting more emphasis on math and science.
Oh!
They're rebuilding their infrastructure.
Hold on. For what is that?
I am listening to a great man speaking, if you don't mind.
Well, what's with the... Oh!
I didn't do anything of the sort, Phil. What I'm doing is I'm listening to our president, if you don't mind.
You made some kind of a guttural grunt.
You know something? If Frank were here...
All right. You know, he'd agree with me. Here is the president.
You see, Washington has been telling us to wait for decades.
Yeah, I love this.
Even as the problems have grown worse.
Would you be quiet, please?
Meanwhile,
no, but hold on.
China's not waiting to revamp its economy.
They're not.
Germany's not waiting.
Go ahead.
India's not waiting.
Yeah, talk about it.
These nations are... They're not standing still.
Come on.
These nations aren't playing for second place.
Here it is right here.
They're putting more emphasis on math and science.
Yeah.
They're rebuilding their infrastructure.
All right, hang up on her.
Well, what a pig.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, among many things, we'll talk about the new iPad. In the midnight hour, we've got Bob Bakian. Bob Bakian's next hour. In the midnight hour, we'll be talking with Gandhi Sinclair, who is a Haitian businessman about Haitian relief. The world famous 877-876-PHIL. Henry Show.